Listener Howard Bollinger, who had just pledged in October, wrote this. Just received my new coffee mug, and I'm giving a few comments regarding the same. One, ugh, looks a little more like a vase. Two, is too big to fit in most cup holders, especially the one in my car. Three, has a huge rounded handle which rolls it downward in your hands when full. It's not user-friendly and won't be used by me to show my ongoing belief that we have, thanks very much to the staff of WHQR, one of the best stations anywhere. We're so fortunate to have our town and WHQR. Listener Don DeJulian wrote, how about playing some Christmas music on the show from 9 to midnight? I don't hear anything seasonal in the evening. Shame on you.
I am Jean Weiss. I just want to express my great appreciation for your Christmas music, especially the sacred numbers. So we're just loving the Christmas music, and thank you so much for it.
Listener Sheila responded to a comment on last week's feedback about playing entire works of classical music. I thought those aficionados of classical music have their own separate station on WHQR, exclusively classical, and you needed another type of radio to hear it. I enjoy classical music in the mornings, but I also enjoy all the other programs during the day and the BBC at night. We do have a 24-hour classical channel on our HD2 frequency, and that's an excellent suggestion. However, it requires a special HD receiver, which can be hard to locate. Sometimes on the main channel, for reasons of time, or as the first work in an hour, we'll play either a short piece or an excerpt. But we have not changed a policy. Normally, we do play works in their entirety. Listener Jan wrote, I absolutely love the Great American Songbook. The program just makes me smile. Listener Tony Stanton wrote, I'm so glad the opera is back. What did happen? The answer is that the Metropolitan Opera resumed its radio season in early December, as usual, and as we have always done, we carry that season in full through the end in May. We began our broadcasts on December 3rd. Listener Lisa had this reaction to a local commentary about a beloved but ailing pet. I enjoy some of the personal commentaries, especially Nan Graham's, but couldn't we avoid discussing euthanizing pets during the morning news? I try to keep a positive outlook and stave off the holiday melancholy, but hearing Shane Fernando talk about the loss of his cat before my eyes were fully open this morning was truly depressing. Kay, who describes herself as a faithful listener, wrote, all I want for Christmas and a wish for the new year is just one solicitation-free day from WHQR and public radio, one day free of requests for monetary or in-kind gifts. Please, Santa, just one day. I promise to be good and pledge again at the spring drive. As you may know, this is the biggest time of the year for churches and all charitable organizations, and while we might wish it otherwise, the reality is that most listeners to WHQR don't, in fact, contribute. We hope that those who do will understand why we want to encourage the other group to consider even a small gift as part of their seasonal generosity. Thank you for your support at any time, and we wish everyone a very happy holiday season and a great new year. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. For your questions and comments, likes and dislikes about any aspect of the station. We're on Facebook and Twitter. You can also send us feedback with an email message to feedback@whqr.org. And we have a brand new number for our feedback line, 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.